Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Jim McIntyre, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Budget and Performance Planning at the U.S. Department of Labor. And joining us in our conversation is Jonathan Bruhl.
Jim, what are some of the important lessons learned that you've learned working on the President's management agenda and the Budget and Performance Integration Initiative in particular?
The real big lesson I've learned, Jonathan, is that you have to have a plan to get to green or to achieve whatever program and performance objective. And the right people have got to be accountable for executing or carrying out that plan. That's just basic blocking and tackling of good management. And if you have a bunch of committed, motivated, competent people, there's no end of what you can get done. If what needs to be done is clear to them and the steps in arriving at that objective are clear. And follow-up is essential. You have to have an ongoing conversation at senior levels in any large government organization, all the way down to the deck plates, to use an old sailor term. Everybody's got to understand what needs to be done and how that's to be accomplished. And there's got to be some feedback to the top so that the senior folks in the department, all the way up to Secretary Chow, understands that progress is being made in the way that it needs to be made. So personal accountability for organizational performance is really the key objective to getting anything done.
What advice can you give to other government executives trying to implement a get-to-green strategy on the PMA?
My best advice to those that are trying to improve is to understand clearly the standards for success that OMB lays out for us all, and to have the conversation as to clarifying those standards with your counterparts in OMB. Understand and share that understanding with OMB of what you need to accomplish and when that needs to be accomplished by. And then set up all the right organizations and teams and so forth internal to the department that need to be done. And the Labor Department, as a longstanding practice, the senior political leadership of the department get together formally once a month in what's called a management review board to go over all the things that attend to managing the department, be they the president's management agenda or programs or just whatever the range of management topics are. At a lower level, at the working level, staff level, we've created several different cross-cutting teams that go department-wide. The one that I'm most familiar with in the Labor Department is the Strategic and Performance Planning Work Group, SPWG for short, which meets monthly to go over all the things that need to be done to accomplish the right things for budget and performance integration. Having clear definition of roles, understanding who's on first and what's on second in terms of responsibility. But to go back to something I said earlier, the key part of improving your status or progress grades on the executive scorecard is to arrive at an understanding with your OMB counterparts on what needs to be done and when, and enlisting their help, because they can be very, very helpful. Enlist their help, get them on your team, and make them a part of your ongoing conversation, make them a part of your ongoing process.
You've gotten to green on OMB's scorecard. What comes next? What's your future vision on budget and performance integration government-wide?
Government-wide, I would think that the overall end state is to improve at the same time the overall effectiveness of government and the efficiency of government. The taxpayer should expect of us our best in terms of the use of their dollars to achieve the things that they need to have achieved in the U.S. economy and the U.S. position in the world and that sort of thing. That sounds a bit idealistic, but it's very true at an instinctive working level inside of each and every department. To understand what your costs are, to understand clearly where you want to go, to understand clearly how you need to get there and the detailed steps that need to be accomplished, to do all the right kind of studies and research, which we haven't really talked about an awful lot today, to understand clearly how things connect in the real world, what actually does happen when a government agency does something. Do we understand clearly the effect that action produces, and can we replicate that? Can we find who's the best in government to accomplish a particular thing and reward that program and those people with the ability to do more? And last, to really understand what it takes to be effective in any given endeavor at any given level of resources, to be able to accurately predict the outcome that ensues from spending a dollar today.
Well, Jim, you described in the first segment a long career as a public servant, first in the Coast Guard and the Department of Labor. So I'd like you to reflect for a minute and following up on Jonathan's perspective of advice, what advice would you give to perhaps a young person interested in a career in public service?
Boy, my best advice is, if the notion of being a part of something that's larger than yourself appeals to you, then there's no better place than in public service to realize those aspirations. That's the one thing that's always been at the core of myself in terms of the things that I want to accomplish in my own life. I want to be a part of a team that tries to accomplish big things. There are many, of course, places in the private sector where one can accomplish big things, but doing that on behalf of other people and serving the public's interests can really only be done in government, I think. That's my particular view. Others might take issue with that, but in terms of the way I look at it, being a part of something that's larger than oneself and trying to do things that really do change the world, those opportunities are best found in government. There are many opportunities in any federal cabinet agency to do that kind of work. And if someone wants to look at the Labor Department and to see how the U.S. workforce supports the U.S. economy, one can click onto the Department of Labor's website, www.dol.gov, and see the wide range of things that we do. They can do that with any cabinet department. I'm kind of partial to the Labor Department, of course, because that's where I work. There are lots of good, interesting, and fun things that can be done in the federal government. I've had a blast over my 30-plus years in government. I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world.
Well, I'm afraid that'll have to be our last question, Jim. Jonathan and I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Paul. And Jonathan, I really have certainly enjoyed being here. If one wants to look at the Labor Department in particular and the good work that the Labor Department does, click on to www.dol.gov. Results.gov is also a good place to compare our success stories with others across government. And if one wants to look at the entire federal government, that's a great place to start as well.
Thank you, Jim. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Jim McIntyre, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Budget and Performance Planning at the U.S. Department of Labor. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you'll learn more about our programs and research and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.